I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. Working on your body, working on your attitude, your mentality, as well as, I guess you could call it, your spirituality or your expanded perspective of what it's like to ascend to a higher level of consciousness all around. Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gaines Wave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gaines Wave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gaines Wave for Her. As with the male Gaines Wave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gaines Wave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gaines Wave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. This breather episode is dedicated to a passage written by the late David Hawkins, someone who's highly recommended to me by one of my favorite podcast guests and good friends, Dave Rossi. If you've never heard of him, he's a prolific author, an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, psychiatrist, physician, researcher, lecturer, and developer of the widely known Map of Consciousness. And so I guess you could put him way out there on the spectrum of spirituality and pretty heavy thinker, has a very popular following. And this Map of Consciousness, which I'm only vaguely familiar with, is pretty trippy stuff. It's like there's a score, a numerical score for the level of resonance that you're vibrating at currently. And the higher the score, the better. So if when you're, really enlightened and a loving being floating across the earth, you're going to have a high score. And if you're stuck in your ruminations and anger and high stress mode, as we see commonly in hectic high stress modern life, you're going to have a lower score. But this passage that Dave Rossi insisted I read really roped me in the very first paragraph. And I think you're going to figure out why. So here we go. This is an excerpt from a book by Dr. David Hawkins titled Letting Go, The Path of Surrender. The average person is preoccupied with the body, its functioning, performance, appearance, and survival. The average mind is beleaguered with worries, fears of sickness, suffering, disease, and death. Therefore, the mind sets about defending the body in a great variety of ways. This leads to overattention to diet, weight, exercise, and the health of the environment. With such inner tension, by the end of the day, the average person frequently feels like a victim, drained, empty, and exhausted. Be aware of how much energy is drained by this constant preoccupation with the body. Our mind has been continuously programmed with a countless variety of belief systems about the body, what it needs, what will be good for it, and the infinite number of vulnerabilities. This leads to constant preoccupations with all kinds of health preventive measures, including health food fads, the endless reading of labels for potentially poisonous ingredients, the fear of being near someone smoking a cigarette, the fear of dust and pollens, and all of the supposed contaminants by the environment. There is an obsession with offsetting all of these, quote, dangers by various countermeasures. As we begin letting go of all these fears, canceling the belief systems, and reaffirming that our true self is infinite and not subject to limitations, we move into a higher state of health, wellness, and vital energy. A helpful way to phrase it to ourselves is, quote, I am an infinite being, not subject to blank, okay? Not subject to EMF radiation, not subject to the ravages of eating junk food. Okay, you get the point. You're an infinite being. Back to the quote. We put into the blank space whatever disease or substance that the mind has been programmed to see as a possible danger for us. After letting go of the endless variety of bodily fears, concerns, and belief systems, physical illnesses begin to resolve automatically. There is an increase in the feeling of aliveness and personal freedom. In the state of total surrender, the body is barely perceived at all. It is only peripherally in awareness, and there is no preoccupation with it. It functions effortlessly, smoothly, and with very little attention. This is a very important shift in consciousness because now the preoccupation is not with the body and defending it. The focus of attention now shifts to the mind, which is where the greater power lies. As we shift our thoughts, feelings, and perceptions, we begin to notice that the body follows suit. We recognize that people are not really responding to our body at all, but to our inner attitudes, our energy state, and our level of awareness. One day it dawns on us that everyone and everything in the world are responding to our level of consciousness, our intention, and to the inner feeling that we have about them. We register the magnetism of saintly people such as Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, and Mahatma Gandhi. We see that they are beloved not because of their physical appearance, but because of the inner radiance of love and peace that they emanate. The shift of focus from the physical level to the level of consciousness begins to bring rapid results. Okay, what do you think? How does that hit you? I'm drawing some parallels to the work of Bruce Lipton, my former podcast guest and author of The Biology of Belief and The Honeymoon Effect, where he talks about the perception switches on our cells that perceive the signals from the outside environment. And that's, of course, lifting a weight and challenging the muscle or experiencing cold or experiencing heat, whatever it may be. But also the perception switches on our cells respond to our thoughts. And this is not a disputed woo-woo science. This is known, the effect of our thoughts on our cellular function at all times. So when you express a thought of fear, stress, anxiety, whatever, your cells get that perception and go into a protective or a defense mode. And there's the opposite being going into a growth mode when you experience feelings such as love. That would be on the top of the list, as Bruce Lipton explains. So experiencing thoughts, feelings of love gives you energy and vitality, and experiencing anger, negativity, fear sends your cells into a protective response or a defense response, and that's going to bring an increase in the stress hormones, suppression of immune function, lack of energy, fatigue, exhaustion, all those things as was revealed in Dr. Hawkins' quote. So a lot of this is up to us. And that's what all this modern fascination with mindfulness and accepting the present, going with the flow, practicing deliberate practices such as working on a gratitude journal or trying to cultivate these sensations of gratitude and love. So it's interesting to tie in the actual biological aspects. And that's why the passage meant a lot to me, this preoccupation with the body. Like, if we take good enough care of our bodies, we assume that we're going to ascend to the highest level of consciousness and emanating pure love and joy and happiness and contentment, fulfillment. And of course, there's no guarantee. I'm still going to remain fixated on healthy living practices because I do believe it's a portal to obtaining excellent mental health and joy and happiness and all these great things. But it's super important to reflect on the role of the mind, especially when you are going through the motions, perhaps with a bad attitude. So that can certainly compromise your joy, of a wonderful physical experience. You're going out on a hike, but you're arguing the whole time with your hiking partner or whatever other example you want to bring to it. So I think, you know, working on your body, working on your attitude, your mentality, as well as, I guess you could call it your spirituality or your expanded perspective of what it's like to ascend to a higher level of consciousness all around. So there you go. There's a little bite of David Hawkins for you and some Bruce Lipton on the side for dessert. Thanks for listening. Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training in all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.